This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk a little MLB. Scott Miller joins us. BleacherReport.com. He's covered the major leagues for a long time. A stint here in the Twin Cities covering the Twins for the Pioneer Press once upon a time. Scott, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time tonight.
You as well, Steve. Hope you're well and hope the listeners are well.
Yeah, for sure. And you are covering the major leagues, and we talked to Phil Miller, who covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. And this is a different experience because I know you and other major league beat writers are very hands-on. During spring training, Cactus League, Grapefruit League, you like to get into the clubhouse, talk to the players, figure out what makes them tick. And that's been part of covering this game for a long, long time. That is not possible right now. That you are covering from afar, covering online. There is some availability, but it is still a big challenge to really get a sense of what's going on in these clubhouses and what these players are thinking and ultimately what these managers are thinking as we march rapidly toward the 2020 season.
Yeah, it is. It's completely different. And, I knew it would be. And, I'm not sure. I'm sure Phil, who, by the way, is one of my favorites. Great guy. Respect Phil a lot. I'm sure he, painted a pretty good picture for you and of what is up. And, I'll be honest with you, Steve, a little different being that Phil covers the Twins, as you mentioned, versus me as a national guy.
Right.
So my thing is, usually I bounce team to team and talk to players, et cetera, et cetera. I don't, in other words, I look more big picture stuff. I don't have to, hone in on one team. And for example, somebody lands on the 10-day injured list. I don't usually concern myself with something like that, or somebody coming back from the injured list, unless it's a major star. So, I mean, it's different. I'll be honest with you. Doing what I do, the weird part is spring training part two started for most clubs a week ago today. So we're about a week into it. I've yet to go to a ballpark. I mean, we're a week into training again. I'm talking to people on the phone. I'm on Zoom calls. And it's just weird. But there's not a lot of reason to go to the ballpark right now in my world, because as you said, the clubhouses are closed to the media, as you would expect. The media is allowed to go to the ballpark and go into the press box, limited seating, obviously social distancing, but you can go to the press box. You can't go on the field. So, I mean, there are zero in-person social distancing interview opportunities. So, I'm hoping that changes as we go. It would be nice once the season starts. If there's, I know talking with some of my fellow baseball writers, there's some feeling that, look, if they're doing social distancing interviews in the White House, for crying out loud, so why can't we get to a point where we're going to have social distancing interviews with a manager here or there, a general manager, maybe player. Certainly, this isn't the time to, complain vociferously. not yet at least, because you look across the country and the doggone COVID-19 testing, the numbers are all going up. You know, it seems like where we were doing relatively well for a spell in May, it seems like as a country we've backtracked, backslid, and so we'll see where it goes. But it's very concerning across the board.
Yeah, and here we are. It's coming up fast. It'll be Nats, Yankees, Giants, Dodgers to kick the season off in 13 days, and 2 weeks of Twins and White Sox on the south side to open up the season. By the way, the Twins coming up a week from Wednesday, it'll be at Wrigley to play the Cubs in an exhibition game. So this is coming up rapidly. Teams are already playing inter-squad scrimmages, simulated games, trying to get geared up. And I'm sure the assumption is that these guys came in shape, ready to go. They've probably been throwing and swinging in a cage and so on and so forth, and they're trying to get into to game shape and get up to speed. It'll be very interesting to see, because now we're getting to the point where I believe we're going to see – will we see a World Series champion crown? I'm not so sure about that at this point in time, but I believe we will see – Major League Baseball in 13 days, and that's astonishing to me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, especially I heard a little bit of what you were saying, right as I was kind of waiting to come on, and you were discussing the football situation. I saw, you know, yesterday the Big Ten said they're canceling all their non-conference games. They're at least for now, they're just going to try to play the conference schedule. You know, I heard you talk about Carleton College, and, you know, as I said, all of this is very worrisome. I mean, you know, think back to where we were in March when spring training shut down. And, yeah, I looked that up the other day. You are correct, by the way. When baseball in mid-March, the things shut down right about the time the conference basketball tournaments were to happen, leading into the NCAA. And you're right, the Ivy League was the first conference to shut down its play, basketball play. And then from there, the dominoes fell. The Big Ten, the Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it is, canceled. In a couple of tournaments already started. The Big Ten was a day or two into its tournament, as you recall. And after the Ivy League pulled the plug, everybody else did. And so you think back to where we were then, and we then we hoped when spring training shut down on March 13th that, okay, maybe, you know, hopefully we'll be down for a month, maybe two at the most, and then we'll be through the worst of this as a country. That was the hope, at least, in that maybe, you know, we'd have baseball back up and running by sometime in, you know, May. Remember, Memorial Day was talked about at one point, and now here we are. Like you said, we're, you know, 2 weeks from yesterday is opening day now, the Nationals and Yankees, and then 2 weeks from tonight is when so many other clubs like the Twins open. And I mean, 2 weeks right now, it kind of feels like so close you can reach out and touch it, but yet it still feels pretty far away. And I guess the point of the rambling answer here is, you know, to your point about are we going to have a World Series winner crowned? You know, it looks like we'll get opening day 2 weeks from now, but the problem is, and this goes back to the football talk you just had, everything is changing so rapidly, and the problem is we're not getting any stability at all, and as the numbers for the coronavirus get worse, unfortunately, across the nation, again, everything's a moving target. You know, I mean, what we talk, it's like fool's gold, right? Whatever we talk about today, next week, right at this time, things could be totally different, whether it's in the baseball world, football schedule, you know, even what states are hot spots and not hot spots. You know, a week from now, who knows? I mean, maybe Arizona and Florida will be a little bit better, but yet three other states will be awful. You know, I mean, it's you don't know, and it's unsettling.
Yeah, and Major League Soccer, they've seen two teams, Dallas and Nashville, bail out of their season return tournament, if you will, down in Orlando. And Minnesota United FC is scheduled to play Sporting Kansas City in Orlando Sunday night. and a Sporting KC player has tested positive. No word on if other players were exposed. So I think that that's going to be a very good test. And what MLS does in their bubble, if you will, in Orlando going forward. And, of course, we have the NHL moving to Canada, Toronto and Edmonton. We've got the NBA and the WNBA scheduled to be in Orlando. By the way, the Minnesota Lynx started their or had their first team workout in Orlando today. So a lot of moving parts there. Scott, one of the other things I wanted to get your thoughts on, Buster Posey is the latest veteran star player to say he will not participate in the 2020 season. And over the next 13 days, as we count down to opening day, I would expect more. What about you?
No question. In fact, Posey is almost the latest player to bow out, but not quite. There was one after him today. I'm not sure if you caught it or not, and it directly affects Minnesota Twins because it's a player in the American League Central. Chicago White Sox right-hander Michael Kopech, the young surgery, and he factored as an important part of the White Sox rotation. He informed the White Sox late today that he's opting out, and he didn't give a reason. Buster Posey told the Giants that, you know, he and his wife just adopted twins, and you know, as such, Posey was very nervous. He said, "We just adopted twins. Now is not the time for me to go out and myself with the virus and then bring it back possibly to my family. I'm just not going to do that." Now, where Kopech's concerned, no reason was given. The White Sox general manager Rick Hahn just made the announcement late today in a statement. And I don't know on Kopech. As far as I know, he's not married. He's who knows? I mean, maybe, I'm speculating here, but, you know, he could have maybe his parents. He's worried about getting something and giving it to them. You know, who knows? I do know he's also had some anxiety issues, and it could be a case, again, speculating, and I don't want to be, usually speculate. I don't like to, I don't like to be too irresponsible, but I don't think it's a stretch to say Kopech has had some anxiety issues. And I would think, it would be a natural human reaction for anybody that has anxiety issues, that if you now have to step out into the public at this current time and place in American history with the no vaccine and no cure for the coronavirus and the numbers going up, me very well might have just said, I don't want any part of that. You know, I don't know what the reasoning is, but so yeah, to answer your question, I mean, those were two notables from today. It seems like every day or two or three, we've got another couple guys that announced they're not going to participate this year.
Yeah, and I would expect as we get closer to opening day, those numbers will come into clearer focus. And like I say, it might be easier for a veteran player that has signed big contracts. I'm sure it's going to be very tempting for the younger players still on major league minimum or relatively small contracts to, want to play and want to get paid. Big decisions, though, coming up. And like I say, I couldn't agree more. Here we are, 2 weeks away from the Twins playing in Chicago, and while it's like, wow, here we are, we're finally going to get to opening day, but anything we've learned, and I couldn't agree more, Scott, the way things have gone over the last almost 4 months, it's like, well, 2 weeks can be a really, really long time as well, and a lot can change. For whatever reason, I go back to Major League Soccer, and I know it has little to do with Major League Baseball other than the fact that they're team sports and they're professional athletes and they're going to try and give it a go, and we'll see how it goes. They've had two teams have to pull out of that tournament, period, as a result of this. So, wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, and that gets back to maybe my biggest fear of all. What happens if we have a number of positives on a major league club and they're scheduled to play a three-game series you know, the Cardinals and the Cubs, and one of the teams comes down with a ton of positives, then what?
That's the question, and to your point, that's the fear in baseball. Now, they just announced also today another batch of test results, and you know, the good news, the silver lining in all this is, you know, the all the testing baseball's done so far, compared to other leagues, especially too, like you mentioned soccer. I mean, so far at least, you know, baseball's, the test results are very encouraging. They tested, I think the numbers I saw today that they released, 1,100 players, staffers, managers, coaches. And of the 1,100, the positive for coronavirus came back. It was only like 0.9%. Wow. Last week, when the first batch was announced, positive tests constituted less than 2%, and it looks like today's 0.9%. So that's all really good. But yes, to your point, I mean, say, you know, that's not to say 2 weeks from now or a month from now, that could not all change. And the one thing that's not public yet, and I don't even know, I assume there's some private, baseball privately has, I'm sure they've got X number of plans going forward. But one thing that's not public, they haven't said, like, I don't know what the percentage is that would cause them to say, we're going to have to shut down the season. And, you know, probably. Again, I mean, I don't want to go too far out on the ledge with speculation, but to use your example, the Cubs and Cardinals, for example, say they have a series, whatever weekend it is, and all those teams turns up, you know, the virus has hit their clubhouse and spread, and say one of the two teams, you know, has like 13 guys test positive, well, right. You know, they'd almost have to cancel the series, and then for the integrity of the schedule, you know, I don't know. My big question that's not answered, if the virus hits one team in baseball, are they willing to keep the league going and quarantine that team and just forfeit some games? Or will team getting struck like that, would that then cause baseball to say, you know what, got it for the safety for everybody, we're going to shut it down? That's, to me, the great unknown.
Yeah. Wow. Here we go. Scott, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure, Steve. And, again, you and the listeners, stay safe, stay healthy, wearing the masks, and hopefully, we get open, the curtain lifted in 2 weeks, and the country's doing better, and we get baseball.
Yeah, for sure. All right, there he is. Scott Miller covers the major leagues for Bleacher Report, covered the Twins for the Pioneer Press once upon a time in the 90s.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.